on the Togel Theater Tony Show. We're talking about New York, but very, very close to New York is another state that we also have to acknowledge, if we must. It's called New Jersey, and there's actually theater critics there. In fact, a very, very good one and a long-standing one. His name is Don Collister. He's the theater critic for Journal America. He also has a radio program that he does once a week on WDBR-FM, that you can hear that Thursdays from 9 to noon Eastern Time on WDBRFM.org. He's also an old friend, and I think I've already introduced him. So hello, Don Collister.
Hello, David.
Good to have you on.
Thank you.
And also, you're a member of a couple of, are you still a member of, like, Outer Critics or Dramas?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. So, we're asking Don Collister his thoughts, first of all, on the category Best Revival of a Musical. And the nominees are the revival of Annie, The Mystery of Edwin Drood, Pippin, Cinderella. So, Don, take it away.
Okay, David. Well, it's an interesting category this year. Some good shows, unlike some of the other categories where there are fill-ins, such as Best Musical. Best Musical Revival, the first show to debut was Mystery of Edwin Drood, and that was a very good revival. It was very successful critically, and also from the standpoint of attendance. It has quotes, which of course doesn't help its prospects for a Tony Award.
Mm.
Annie, the next show to open, the next revival, and that's a very, very good revival, including having Annie with a New York accent, by the way, which was a nice touch. Some good performances, and Annie has been a crowd favorite, in addition to some moderately favorable reviews from the New York and New Jersey press. But the next to discuss is Cinderella, and there's quite a bit to discuss here, because Cinderella is essentially the same production that was seen on television in the 1960s, starring Julie Andrews. It was a television special. CBS put it on after Mary Martin's Peter Pan was a great success on NBC. It was a new musical then, Rodgers and Hammerstein's score. Subsequently, it was revived on television with Sally Ann Howe, I believe. It has played in community theaters. It has played in various equity and non-equity houses throughout the country. It has never been on Broadway.
So does it qualify as a revival, do you think?
That's what they said. Now, interestingly enough, there's a new book, which is for Cinderella, new in the sense of it's different from the one that was on television. Also, there are a couple of Rodgers and Hammerstein trunk songs that are added to the very good Rodgers and Hammerstein score. So many people, myself included, think that if you're going to nominate it, it should have been nominated as the best musical. But it is nominated as a revival, even though it's never been on Broadway.
Hmm.
Would have been an interesting thought to have it as a new musical, which, of course, would then make Rodgers and Hammerstein eligible for the best score. But that didn't happen. Pippin, up until Pippin opened, Cinderella was the favorite, I think. Pippin blew everybody away. It is a fabulous show and a fabulous production with a Stephen Schwartz, his best score, with terrific performances and a really great production, which includes circus people, believe it or not.
Uh-huh.
Andrea Martin, who I think is cinched for Tony's Best Supporting Actress, sings her big song part of the time when she's upside down on a trapeze. So that'll give you an idea of all that goes on with Pippin. I think if Pippin loses this category, there should be an immediate investigation. No
okay.
Question. There is no question in my mind that Pippin was the best revival. And indeed, to me, it was the best musical on Broadway this year.
Don Collister, how many years have you been a theater critic?
Oh, God. You're trying to date me now. About 25.
Okay, you were a judge for many years before that, and then you decided
I judged through that, too.
Yeah.
Just retired about a year and a half ago.
So, you are based in New Jersey, so not only do you review what's on in New York, but you also cover New Jersey theater for your outlets. So I'm kind of curious, just kind of a brief overview of what's been happening in New Jersey this whole past season.
This has been a very successful season in New Jersey. unusually successful, I think. First of all, the flagship Playhouse has always been the Paper Mill Playhouse, which is famous for its big musical productions. A couple of years ago, it was in grievous financial shape, having really overspent their budget too many times, and the town of Millburn, where the Paper Mill is located, came to the rescue and put up the money. So it's really partly owned by the town in which it resides. The Paper Mill this year had musical productions. Many of them were terrific. The opening show was a chorus line, and to celebrate a chorus line, they had members of the original cast present in the theater opening night.
Wow.
And it was a wonderful, and they came up on stage, and they didn't do their numbers, but they sang along with one and some of the other songs, and it was a fabulous evening. So the Paper Mill started off very well, and it's ending well. It's a current production, just opened as a Little Mermaid, and I have not seen it yet, but I'm told it's very, very good. I'm going to see it next week.
Okay.
So the Paper Mill is in good shape financially now, and it's dedicated itself pretty much strictly to musicals, which is fine. With a big theater like this they have in Millburn, that's exactly what they should do.
Now, what about McCarter and some of the other venues?
McCarter Theater right now has a revival of Into the Woods, which is a fabulous hit, okay? Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, New York Times, it was reviewed in a rave. So, and it's deserving of that. It's a wonderful production of Sondheim's show. The McCarter does extraordinarily good work. It has two theaters now attached to it.
Oh.
And there was the last show before that was The Winter's Tale, which was a glorious, glorious production of one of the lesser of Shakespeare's plays. So the McCarter Theater, also in very, very good shape, and so a good year. In New Brunswick, New Jersey, by the way, that was my dog barking. New Brunswick, New Jersey, there's the George Street Playhouse.
Right.
They did Good People, which, of course, is a show about the Irish enclave in Boston, known as Southie. It was on Broadway a year and a half ago.
Yeah, it's a really good play. Yeah.
Yes. The production at George Street was better than the one on Broadway.
Wow.
It was wonderful. And they have had a couple of new plays, some misfires, but essentially pretty good. Right now they have Venus in Fur, which is a very, very good show, having been off Broadway and then on Broadway. The production for this show is also a big hit. It's a very good play, I think. The George Street Playhouse certainly does it justice.
And what about Crossroads Theater? That's the
Crossroads Theater, of course, ran into all kinds of commercial problems, economic problems, and it really folded up. Now it's coming back. They're having just a couple of shows now rather than a full schedule. They had a production recently of Ali, of course, the story of Muhammad Ali, and that was favorably reviewed. I liked it as well. The audience is starting to come back, but Crossroads, they have a long way to go. They have a rather new theater that they put up, and it's costing a lot of money just to run the theater itself, so they're still in search of an audience, but, you know, we have confidence in them. The other theaters, the New Jersey Shakespeare Theater is opening up with a couple of not only the Shakespeare shows, but others as well. Playboy of the Western World is the first production, which opens up next week. And the Shakespeare Theater is very renowned, and it runs a season that used to be only 2 months. It now runs from June, or May rather, until December. It's so popular. So even though the economy is not great, New Jersey theater is doing very, very well.
And they weren't particularly badly affected by Hurricane Sandy? It dodged everybody?
It dodged the theaters, yes. It may, by the way, but it dodged the theaters.
That's right. I will say, and all sorts of condolences to Don Collister, who sounds so chipper and cheery. It's been a really tough, tough time for you, with Hurricane Sandy, and you lost your partner of how many years were you married, Don?
Helen and I were married for 27 years.
27 years, and she passed just a few months ago. So,
sure.
You know, it must have been, was it a big thing for you to go back to the theater after that happened?
I had a lot of trouble. I had a great deal of trouble, and I'm sure people who have suffered similar losses know what that's like. I simply couldn't get back into any kind of a routine for a long, long time, it seemed. And it's only the last 3 or 4 months I finally have been able to pull myself together in order to do my job as a critic. Until that time, I was on a leave of absence because, my wife was the dearest thing to me. So, but I'm back.
You are back. And has it been a healing? I don't mean to push you into saying something that you don't believe,
right.
But was it a healing thing to go back to the theater? Did that help in any way?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. The theater, to me, has always been of importance and a source of great pleasure. And my wife would have wanted it this way, to have me go back and see all the productions and write on them, because that keeps me going right now.
Well, Don, it's really terrific to talk to you, and I have to say, very happy that you're back in the game of seeing theater and reviewing and caring about theater and sharing your caring with us here in the neighborhood. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Well, thank